This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
Fiscal policy is the power of the government to raise revenue and to spend. The power to raise revenue, the authority to spend, and in doing so, influence economic activity. Let's consider the economy. In the economy, there are numerous what we call economic agents. We are all economic agents. These economic agents are individual, households, businesses of different types, institutions, the government, non-government organization. These are all economic agents. Government power to raise revenue and to spend influences the behavior of these economic agents. These economic agents could either, based on the fiscal policy stance of the government, increase their production, consumption, exports, and imports. Government, through its fiscal policy stance, could either cause a disincentive in terms of the production of these goods and services. So what again is fiscal policy? It's the power of the government to raise revenue, its authority to spend, and to influence the behavior of these economic agents. Let's look at now how fiscal policy works. Fiscal policy impacts on the total output of the economy. It impacts on the total output on the economy, depending on the behavior of these economic agents. Our total output is defined as the total value of goods and services produced in the economy and is associated with the concept of our gross domestic product. Our gross domestic product is the value of all the goods and services produced in the economy. And the gross domestic product is a common term used in the budget. For example, in our 2019 budget, our gross domestic product, our GDP, increased by 3.2%. The value of goods and services in the economy increased by 3.2%. In the budget for 2020, it was estimated that the value, the GDP, will increase by 4.2%. And we know what happened in the COVID environment. The value of our goods and services produced in the economy, normally measured within 1 year, is projected to decline. I will explain how fiscal policy influences this GDP by pointing you to an equation. Just relax. It's a very simple equation, and it shows how fiscal policy could impact on the economy. The equation is Y, which is our GDP, is equal to C, which is consumption. And refer back to your economic agents. Your economic agents consume, invest, save, export, and they import. So the value of your goods and services is equal to the consumption by economic agents, mainly your household. Your investment by economic agents, mainly your businesses. Government, we have government by itself, plays a significant role in the economy by its expenditure and taxes could impact on GDP. And these that in this increase, they have a direct impact on GDP. The GDP, we say, is the goods and services produced in the economy. We have in the equation our exports. These are produced in the economy, but are consumed and invested by another country. So we have to add it back in order to get a total of our goods and services produced in the economy. And some of what comes into the economy are imports. And hence we have to delete that imports to get the value of our goods and services produced. Fiscal policy could impact on consumption, investment, government has a direct impact on the economy. It could influence how much we export and how much we import. Fiscal policy could be of two types, because government policy could either act as an incentive for these economic agents or a disincentive for such economic agents. When it's an incentive, you have expansion. When it's a disincentive, you have contraction. So this brings us to the term of fiscal policy and how it affects the economy. Two fiscal policy stands that the government may take and could be deduced from the budget. So when you are reviewing the budget, you could say, what is the fiscal policy stance that we are taking now? It could be expansionary, it could be contractionary. Let's start with expansionary. An expansionary fiscal policy means that government is either reducing taxes, increasing its expenditure, or a combination of both. In expansionary fiscal policy, if the government reduces its taxes, individuals, businesses have higher disposable income. And what do we mean by disposable income? Disposable income is the income in your hand after you have paid your taxes. So if taxes are reduced, it means you have higher disposable income. With this higher disposable income, you can consume more, you can invest more. If government increases its expenditure, and particular its investment expenditure, it expands economic activity. And that is expansionary fiscal policy. We can have contractionary fiscal policy. And contractionary fiscal policy occurs when the government increases taxes or reduces its expenditure or a combination of both. When government increases taxes, it means that your disposable income has fallen. With a fall in disposable income, it means your consumption, you see, your eye have fallen, and this contracts GDP. The contractionary fiscal policy normally occurs when governments have already incurred fiscal deficit, they are accumulating debt, and they need to balance the accounts. And hence the policy stance is contractionary.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.